I stood straight, shoulders back, gulping down the sob building in my throat. I clenched her hand with all the love and tenderness I could muster as an 8-year-old. With the other hand, I waved my flag high in the air. As the bus turned the corner, I hugged Maggie with all my might. The daughter of 2 soldiers, I knew it was only by God's grace it was her dad leaving and not one of my parents. My principal had led our school 3 blocks to the armory to send off yet another busload of moms, dads, brothers, and sisters to fight terrorism. What a mix of emotions! Pride in America, pride in my parents, pride in those soldiers. And yet I also had such a huge, sad, scary, aching feeling that traveled through my entire body. The departing soldier's responsibility was to defend America. My responsibility was to honor and respect them, and also to support my friend and her brother. That was the first time I realized I also had a responsibility to America, however small it was. Growing up in a military community, I assumed everyone served in the Army if they were lucky, and another branch of service if they weren't. It wasn't until junior high I discovered that during my lifetime, only 0.5% of Americans served in uniform. Even though it has been the longest period of sustained conflict in our country's history. My great-grandpa served in the Asian Pacific Theater during World War II, and I know that nearly every family in the United States was impacted by the war. It defined our country as a nation of heroes, those that served overseas and those that served at home, keeping the factories and assembly lines in operation. Because we had the draft during the Vietnam era, more families were impacted than are today with the all-volunteer force. I am pleased my family has returned to our home state because my passion to serve is matched by so many. My state continues to have the highest per capita enlistment rates of any state in the nation. My great-uncle Denny graduated from college with plans to be a teacher and to serve the students as an educator. But first, he answered the call to serve in Vietnam. Just prior to completing his tour as a Marine Scout, his dreams were cut short. While we can never replace the life that was taken, I believe I owe it to Denny, my family, and to America to think about what he stood for, not limited to, but certainly including service and sacrifice. Last year, a fellow Marine posted a commemoration to Dennis Casey on the Vietnam Virtual Memorial Wall. You set the standard for character and grace under stress. Don't I owe America that same standard of character and grace? A standard of selfless service? But what if I or my fellow classmates are unable to meet the stringent criteria for military service? Can we not find another way to serve America? Don't we still have a responsibility to our country? John Burroughs was an American naturalist and active in the U.S. Conservation Corps movement in the late 1800s. He is quoted as saying, "For anything worth having, one must pay the price." And the price is always work, patience, love, self-sacrifice. No paper currency, no promises to pay, but the gold of real service. As I prepare for college and a career, I am determined to not lose focus on the belief we all have a lifelong responsibility to serve others. While there's nothing wrong with striving for a good-paying job, for it to be truly rewarding, the work I pursue will entail the gold of real service. For me, it started by holding Maggie's hand and standing by her for the 12 long months her dad was gone. I have a responsibility to America to serve and to encourage others to serve. I encourage youth to serve where they are at in their own lives, play music in a rest home, participate in church mission trips, sign up for a volunteer fire department, or join the military, but always honor those who serve. I encourage my friends, be you. If you are a leader, lead. If you are a thinker, think. If you are an artist, create. But remember, we all have a responsibility to America. I have a responsibility to America, and it is to serve others.